political conservative activist, Barnes for New Hampshire. This podcast subject is going to be Senate Bill 105. This is a bipartisan bill. It is an act relative to information collected by the Division of Vital Records Administration as part of the live birth worksheet. This bill removes the possibility that omission of certain information on a live birth worksheet may result in a violation or criminal penalty. It requires that the mother affirmatively consent to the inclusion of certain identifiable health information on the live worksheet, and repeals the requirement that the birth worksheet be retained permanently. So this is all bureaucracy. This comes from a article I saw on Granite Rock by Skip Murphy that was dated February 3rd. And the title is, I'm Agreeing with New Hampshire Senator Cindy Rosenwald, who is a Democrat out of Nashua. Why? Yes, I am. And if you go down and read the article, he brings up some very good points. You see, when it comes to constitutional rights, we have to remember that what is good for the goose is good for the gander. So, what is Skip is saying in his Granite Rock article, if you believe that our Constitution is our most foundational law and our social contract, this is actually needed. New Hampshire mothers of newborns face criminal penalties if they don't truthfully answer questions about personal habits, ranging from their weight during pregnancy to their use of tobacco, alcohol, and illegal drugs, and any history of sexually transmitted diseases. A bipartisan group of lawmakers wants to remove those penalties and permit mothers to opt out of having to provide personally identified information. Current law allows state government to keep these paper records indefinitely. This bill would also repeal that provision. Sounds pretty good to me. After all, Article 2B, right of privacy, state constitution, an individual's right to live free from governmental intrusion in private or personal information is natural, essential, and inherent. December 5th, 2018. That says a lot. Right now, there is information that is gathered, not for medical records, but for the New Hampshire Division of Vital Records Administration, which isn't covered by HIPAA restrictions. So I do agree with New Hampshire Senator Rosenwald that these questions are none of state government's business if she doesn't want to share, said Senator Cindy Rosenwald. Her bill, SB 105, is the product of a study committee that worked on the issue last year. If it is only going to a state bureaucracy that keeps records, it is the correct question to ask if whether or not the information is wanted or needed, especially if there are no special protections to keep that individual info safe. It also gets hoovered up by the stellar Fed agency known by three letters, CDC. So, and then he's saying he had to smile. Bureaucrats are complaining that their data is being taken away from them. State health officials and a representative of the New Hampshire Hospital Association raised concerns over permitting mothers to opt out of providing the information. It is one of the busiest and challenging times for our woman's life, but our members have said this opt-out is going to be a challenge, said Paula Minahan, Senior Vice President of Government Relations for the Hospital Group. Health and Human Service officials say, HHS officials said public agencies and research groups rely on this information to produce reports and form strategies, such as how to reduce high rates of illegal substance abuse or STDs. Obviously, none of the above have read Article 2B or ever read the Constitution, period. Skip's probably right on that. No, it should not be a challenge at all. You just can't ask. Any work you do either has to be done by getting the data by other means. How about offering money to the mom to buy that personal data instead of assuming it should be free to you? After all, if you are making the signals that such data has value, why wouldn't you pay for it? It's the job of hospitals to convince the mother the public good gained by analysis of this information in de-identified form is a good reason to agree to the release of this data. Rosenwald said she predicted the rate of mothers opting out would be low, but they should have the option. Deputy Secretary of State Erin Hennessy said it was unclear whether permitting the opt-out would jeopardize an annual $169,000 grant. The Center for Disease Control gives New Hampshire to gather the information. I wonder what we have to do for that $170,000, okay, from the CDC. I wonder if anyone's ever looked into that. Sorry, justifying obviating the Constitution with a mere $170,000 is a bad argument. Are you that entitled, ma'am? So that article's done by Skip Murphy of Granite Rock, dated January 3rd. And he also brings up an article done by Kevin Landrigan, from the New Hampshire Leader on February 1st. Landrigan pretty much highlights the same thing. Current law allows state government to keep these paper records indefinitely. This bill would repeal that. So this is Senate Bill 105. In my view, this bill should get bipartisan support fully. We will see what happens. This is scheduled. It says it's in committee right now, executive departments of administrations. It was sponsored by Senator Rosenwald, Perkins Cuoca, and Fenton with the Democrats. And then we had Leekis. Representative Leekis, Nutter, Upham, and Edwards were the Republicans that sponsored that bill. This bill, if it passed, it would take effect immediately. I think it's a good idea. Like I said, constitutional rights, whether you agree with them or not, are our rights. And there is no authority of the state government to infringe or take them away in any manner, shape, or form. Have a great day.